Killian! He is Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
Plane Zero! Plane Zero! Plane Zero! Plane Zero! Holds up. Holds up.
In the morning when I'm not working out in the morning.
Hello! And welcome to another exciting episode of Plane Zero, the podcast dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past hold up in the present so that you can watch them in the future. This is episode 498. My name is Travis.
James.
Nick.
And we're back after a much longer hiatus than intended, but it happens. And like I said, the rule was we always, all these last episodes were going to be all three of us.
Two, so. No more, no less.
Three there always is.
Yes.
Does it make sense?
Go to planezero.com where you can find links to social media. And kind of, I guess. It's probably all outdated now because it's like Twitter and Facebook.
Just what say nothing do? Matters.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. Just, you know what? Just go there for the store tab.
Darth Bane made up the rule of two because before the Sith were in chaos, he made it.
But
to
aren't
where
they always?
They were, but now.
No, but they still are.
No. Now there's rule two.
But there's not.
Because he didn't want to share his venom supply with anyone else other than one others.
Yeah. Master Yoda. And then he tells him.
He just let him talk like that in a movie, and he's fine with it.
And it became the greatest
it was his idea
in a cartoon ever.
Yeah.
And the Lego movie.
Yeah.
Lego movie's great.
A lot of people think that guy who's Venom and Bane is a hot dude.
Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
He's an attractive guy.
I mean, I don't think he's a hot dude.
I mean, he's no Colin Farrell.
He's not like a top 10 dude you want to.
No.
Like,
no.
He was Handsome Rob.
Huh?
That was his actual name in Rock and Roll, Handsome Rob.
Rock and Roll. He was?
Yeah.
He's all right.
He's not Colin Farrell.
I mean, Chris Hemsworth exists.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's
well, by that standards, no one's hot.
Yeah.
Well, because Chris Hemsworth exists.
Brad Pitt?
No.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt now
peak
versus
Brad
Hemsworth
Pitt.
Now?
But Brad Pitt's like 30 years
who's
older
peak
than that
Brad
dude.
Pitt?
Peak Brad Pitt.
You mean you're talking about
Troy.
Brad, you want Brad Pitt peak Brad Pitt. That
no, Troy
ain't peak Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
peak
is.
Brad Pitt is Brad Pitt with a cowboy hat and a hair dryer.
No, he's all fucking swollen shit.
Fight
fucking
Club,
Troy.
Fight Club
he's bigger.
He's in way better shape.
No, he's not. You're wrong. You are. He was way bigger in Troy.
I don't know, man. I've never seen this Troy movie.
He put on the most muscle for Troy. And that's all they talked about. He was skinnier in Fight Club. That's
but,
a fact.
But, but
what
he's
about
showing
Bad
that clavicle, that fuck me bone?
No, he still has
fuck
it.
Bone.
Who?
He has the fuck bone like that what's his name had
his
in
penis?
The music video. No, the like what Yama would talk about on your 12 for a Penny show about that music video with D'Angelo where you could see
it's
where
like
he was like naked but you could see the bone that's like the,
it's like
the
an
muscle
arrow
right or
an
fuck muscle. Yeah, yeah, it's like an arrow like Seth Rogen says it's an arrow pointing to his penis.
Yeah.
What about Jason Statham?
Jesus.
He's not as attractive as him.
No, he's got a receding hairline.
He's awesome though.
He
but
is
those
awesome.
Are, those are in. But I think women want to bang Jason Statham.
As Walton Goggins said, he doesn't have a receding hairline. He's had that hairline since he was seven. It's holding its ground.
That's fun.
There you go.
Of course.
Did people want to bang Clint Eastwood back in the day?
Yeah, they should
yes.
have.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood was...
He was a hot dude.
Yeah, he was considered.
Because back then everyone looked like Ned Beatty, basically.
No, well, he was a hot dude. I know, because...
Ned Beatty was a hot dude?
No. Because I don't even think...
Burt Reynolds was considered
Reynolds
a hot dude
because
of that.
Wasn't that attractive.
But no. He was Burt Reynolds and shit.
I mean, in a line of like Pedro Pascal's and like he's a hot dude.
Guys are more attractive now.
Yeah,
like Pedro Pascal. He's a lazy. He's a lazy 50-year-old bougie bitch.
People are just more attractive nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, their titties ain't as big, but I mean, you know, what's going on? What's up with that?
It's all a give and take, a push and a pull, if you will.
Yeah. But girls were attractive back in the day.
But the dudes are hotter though.
No, the guys are definitely hotter now.
Dudes are definitely hotter.
But they all had to wear guys and girls all had to wear a size bigger underwear for all that bush.
Yeah, it's true.
Whoa.
70s bush, man. You can't get away from it.
Okay.
Plant tomato rosin.
All right.
That's an Andrew Dice Clay said.
There you go. But yeah, really the main thing is if you're going to the website, go hit that store tab.
I just do a bunch of stuff.
And listen to old episodes back, you know, go because that's really the only place right now
but
where you could
go
get
so far
everything.
Back where the sound was horrible.
You got to. You got to go all the way back. We got to go back, as Jack once said. Mm. And also Starbucks, I think.
Yeah.
You're no, she said you're going the wrong way. Jack just said we got to go back.
Dumb Starbucks.
Dumb Starbucks. Nathan, for you.
I just watched that recently. It's great.
This week we're doing, it was my pick. It was my final solo pick. And I went with, because we haven't done a lot of, what's his name? Why can't
John
I
Hughes?
John Hughes films. So I picked what?
We did 16 Candles.
That's what I'm saying. We did one.
Did we do Breakfast Club?
No.
You had to have done
We never did Breakfast Club. I went and checked.
Oh, well, it sucks.
Well, that's no what?
I don't know.
Yeah,
agree.
I don't like a lot of John Hughes movies, I've realized, except this one is the greatest. He didn't make that movie,
because,
but he wrote it.
Because people act like Breakfast Club is a comedy, and then
and
you
it's
saw
really
it, and
not.
It's not a comedy, but I still like it.
But even
I mean, he taped someone's butt cheeks together. That's a comedy.
But even 16 Candles, like a lot... It has funny things in it.
I like 16 Candles.
I just think this one is
There's
just
questionable
amazing.
Things, but it's the era. What are you going to do?
This movie is amazing.
But yeah, I picked Weird Science because it's my favorite John Hughes film, which is a ridiculous thing to say if
no,
you ask some
right.
people. But
I know. You're
it
right,
is it is the funniest,
read,
in my opinion.
Up on it to find out, yeah, this isn't like the most beloved one.
Oh,
it's
crazy, by far, yeah.
To me, it is.
It's got the most, it's got the, as far as, what is it, laughs per buck, yeah. laughs per minute are concerned, it is the most straight up comedy that he
Iron
made.
Man.
It does have Iron Man.
I had to see if I put notes for this because it was so long ago.
This was like 2 months ago. I watched it in March.
I have a chest workout.
We were originally taking 2 weeks off. Then it was Mother's Day. Mother. And then you had to get, and then you were working on your Thanos tattoo. Wow. And then I had something on Memorial Day weekend.
Thanos.
Oh, look at the Thanos.
It's a weird note.
Need to buy?
Bookshelf.
It's weird. I have a note near need to buy bookshelf, gym circle weights, and vodka.
What's gym circle weights?
I don't know. Wow.
Are those like, are you talking about kettlebells?
I don't.
Are you talking about plates?
This is in March. In March? I don't know, man.
I like that it's bookshelf, weights, and vodka.
It's weird.
But the vodka has space in it.
Yeah.
So that means you put it in later.
Space vodka.
And also it means that, or it could mean that you got something off that list, deleted it, and still haven't gotten the bookshelf, the circle weights, or the vodka. You got to get on that, man.
Circle weights.
Someone is waiting for all of those things.
I have all these images of weights, and I'm not sure that rings a bell.
Man, you guys never use circle weights?
Circle.
Wait, are you talking about like weighted hula hoops type stuff? Oh. Those hoops that are weighted?
I don't know.
Do you have one of those?
Tani does.
Yeah, she does. I've seen that.
Top five horror movies, and I have 8 horror movies listed. Weird.
Okay. That was from October, I want to say, right?
Top five, Texas Chainsaw, Zombieland, Let the Right One In, Cabin in the Woods, Tucker and Dale, Night of the Living Dead, Get Out, and The Thing.
You had backups probably in case one of us picked one.
Maybe.
Because I remember we talked about this in October.
Got an address somewhere. It's wild. All right, I'm sorry.
No, it happens.
Got a chest workout, triceps. Weird. I gotta look at these.
In case
notes
you forget,
often.
In case you forget how to do bench presses,
presses. Yeah. That was a case. I think that's when I first started.
A case of?
Mm-hmm.
Case of champagne.
Weird Science is about two nerds who are bullied by two guys that aren't nerds. One of which is Iron Man.
Who make a magic sex slave?
They basically, really, it's just like they're trying to create an AI woman.
But guys, she didn't bang both of them.
No, she only banged Gary.
No, yeah. She said he fell asleep.
No. Oh, that's right, yeah.
So she didn't bang anyone. She almost banged Gary. He fell asleep.
But not Gary, Wyatt.
Wyatt, yeah.
Because Gary's, who's Gary?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
I feel like this...
She's everything I wanted.
Like, it obviously makes
what I wanted.
No sense.
What do you mean? This isn't based in reality?
No, none of it makes sense, but hey, you know what? It's a fun time. It's a romp.
And then the show's even crazier when all of a sudden it's Lee Ferguson as his brother.
Yeah. The show was solid.
It was.
It wasn't bad.
Wearing bras on the head. It's great. It's a good movie.
Movie. So they make, basically they're trying to create like an AI girlfriend just so they can ask her things, and it gets a little out of hand, and they end up accidentally making basically a genie. Like
it's
a,
weird.
Like a science,
she has unlimited power.
She does. You can ask her.
They did that with
the
DOS system too. Am I right?
anything bigger than a handful.
And his older brother is
Bill Paxton,
rest in peace.
In the role of a lifetime, the performance of his career.
All his movies are role of a lifetime.
Very true, because also true.
He was mean.
What do you mean?
He was a villain.
He's hitting them with the butt of with the actual barrel of his gun.
I think that's
and he's calling them whores and sluts.
I feel the pain of that. Yeah, he's really mean to his brother.
They really
he steals his breakfast.
Those guys, so they have crushes on these two girls that wear too much makeup.
Yeah.
And then one of them is from American Ninja and Friday the 13th Part 4.
Yeah. And they're both with those with two assholes, but like.
But it's high school, so it makes sense.
I guess.
In Chicago, it does.
They're all wearing too many clothes.
You know, when I was little, based on all the magic of the movie, like in the actual movie.
You were scared because magic scares you?
No, it doesn't. I'm fascinated by magic.
I love magic. No, I love magic.
But when you know how they're talking to the girls and then Garrison, you're taking a shit. That might be a separate part. But when they're talking to them and then when they look up and it's like those big girls, I thought they magically turned into that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because when I was little, I was like, they turned into that.
That is a part that's like always been weird to me. Like, okay.
The other people left, and then all of a sudden, those girls came in.
Guys in here taking a shit.
That's that's a amazing line. I swear I took notes for this.
I think when I really started understanding the movie, like probably in middle school, I think the line that always got me the most was when he goes into the bathroom at the bar.
Give me my license.
And he sits on the guy's lap on accident. He just yells, "Well, goddamn!" Gets me every time. I don't know why. It's just a great line performance.
Apparently, she's in like Malacca.
She's got a thing for Malaccas, Dino. Yeah. What's a girl like you doing with a couple of Malaccas like this?
How old are these kids supposed to be?
16, 17.
That makes sense.
Man, that wouldn't have been good for that AI robot. It was me.
What?
What? Blowing loads constantly.
Wait, what?
If you had a magical hot genie that does anything, I would be dead probably.
But she's sentient enough and has her own control. Like, she was going to have sex with Wyatt, but he fell asleep. But that doesn't mean she's... But she also teaches them lessons.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like, oh, well,
but she was down for the loads.
Oh, yeah.
But they weren't down.
It went tits up.
They were too nerdy.
I would have exploded.
You guys watched it on, like, streaming, right?
Yeah.
I think I had to rent it.
Okay, because I guess what my question is, the scene where... in the mall when Robert Downey Jr. and the other guy first see her, what song do they play?
I don't remember.
Oh yeah, they
is it Weird Science?
Do no, they play the they theme play again? Pretty Woman.
They played okay, so they played the Van Halen version of Pretty Woman. Because for the longest time, that version they didn't have the rights back for that music.
Because I think TNT and stuff.
It's changed to Weird Science.
Weird Science.
And even on a home video, like the VHS, it was changed to Weird
That's
Science
just a good
too.
Song.
And then it became
No, well,
but the original theatrical
not
was
the Van Halen
Oh Pretty Woman. But that actually happened with like two other John Hughes movies too. Because Breakfast Club that happened with, and I want to say 16 Candles, for whatever reason, like they only licensed it for like theatrical run, but not for the home video run. And so for the longest time, and then there was like a release that they did on DVD or Blu-ray where it was like for the first time in however many years with the original music, and it was kind of like a big selling point. Kind of like how in Wayne's World, only in the theatrical version, the No Stairway scene, he doesn't play the stairway riff in any version other than the theatrical up until the version that came out on like Blu-ray and 4K last year or 2 years ago.
But then
we saw it in theater multiple times, I think.
Yes, I saw it once for your birthday. And then we went to Frisco's and you got a Caesar salad.
You went to San Francisco for a Caesar salad.
In like third grade, you got a Caesar salad.
Caesar salads are good. I still stand
No, they are good. But as a kid, it's like that's a weird thing for a kid to love, it felt like.
The waitress in her short skirt and roller skates said that.
That what?
Exactly.
That it was interesting that I was a little kid ordering a Caesar salad.
And then you looked up Matt while masturbating?
I couldn't do that at that
time. He could only do one of those things.
Yeah. Look up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens.
Unlike dogs who can't
Kelly
look
LeBrock
up.
Was like the first attractive
LeBrock.
Person, I think, in the world.
The first.
Yeah, yeah. Like where it would like she surpassed like the whole 80s. I hate the whole 80s aesthetic. It grosses me out. They just look dirty.
The exercise stuff?
Yeah.
No, just, it doesn't
to
me.
It's just, I hate it. I hate it so much. The guy I used to work with, Johnny Buttons, used to love that. Talk about, oh, the leotards and the...
He wants the big hair.
Yeah, and I hate it.
So basically, he liked, like, the scene in European Vacation, all the women that are dancing topless wearing
that.
That
was a great
like
scene.
I mean, with their titties, that's a different story. I mean, like, the leg warmers and all that stuff, it's just like, oh, God.
You mean like how the gremlin dressed in Gremlins?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a fan of that.
I'm a fan of it.
But where like it's like that tight, like Stranger Things, the tight curly hair that's like, but it's like tight and it looks like an afro. It's weird. I don't like it.
I know what you mean.
I don't like it. No, thank you. But yeah, fuck this movie. No, I'm joking. Yeah, but she's a looker, as I'd say.
I just respect her for her.
Did she used to date Steven Seagal?
She was married to Steven Seagal.
That's fucking crazy.
She's in one of which movie was
it?
Did
you not see his moves?
No, that guy is a monster. Like in every
she was in one of the movies.
In one of his?
One of the ones with steel drums playing.
I mean, he's killed a lot of Jamaicans.
Yeah. And he ran a lot.
But not well. We hate him.
He got to where he needed to be.
You know, but Under Siege. That was a solid film. Tommy Which Lee one? Jones.
I've never Both? Seen Under Siege.
I've never seen the second one.
He's just a cook.
Mostly. The first one's a good time.
He's just a cook, though.
He has to fight Tommy Lee Jones and Gary Busey.
That's both in the same movie?
Yeah.
Wait, who's
Tommy
part
Lee Jones
two?
Is the main villain.
Then who's in part two?
Tommy Lee Jones is a villain? I couldn't tell you. Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones is the villain in the movie with Harrison Ford about having one arm or something.
No, he's not.
I know.
And Batman?
He is a villain.
Well, he is a villain in that, but
he's happy though.
He was very happy.
He's pretty happy for like being someone who has two personalities, even though he just had one.
He's just a Joker.
They both were. It was just a movie
Everyone's
with two Jokers.
Joker. Everyone's Joker and Lex Luthor. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
It's accurate.
It's stupid. But yeah, Hajikzitsu, lots of magic stuff with the computers.
She makes him go to a bar. Which is where the Malacca scene happens.
Human God's license, yeah, all that.
Give me that voice, the way he's talking.
I love Anthony Michael Hall just for the voice and what he was.
He don't even got a license either.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, his accent was questionable, but
especially when he's telling the story.
Because is he?
Because later on, when he's just like, "Whoa, shit!"
Yeah,
it's
kick
fine.
Me in the neck.
But when he's telling
in
that
the
story,
family jewels.
He was just trying to relate.
That's his old black man voice.
That is.
But it was, I mean.
Maybe.
She called him a fag.
Yeah. Who did?
Which is a word the girlfriend that he loved, but wasn't really even his girlfriend. Oh. That's part of that story. When he's telling that whole story, he says she called him that, and then she kicked him in the nuts.
Oh, it's that girl?
Yeah.
The
family jewels.
Well,
who's the other guy who's Robert Downey Jr.'s friend?
Like, he was in.
I think it was a vampire and vamp.
Stuff.
But I think you're right. You know what? I loved that movie.
In the vampire movie, Vamp.
I saw Lung Duk Dong turn into a vampire in a car, and then he exploded.
Yeah. I don't know. What was Vamp about?
Vampires.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. That's just about
people dancing erotically. I think that's what Sinners is about.
Was he in Waxwork as well?
No. That guy?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know, man.
He was in A Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2.
Oh, that's the one I've never seen.
Sometimes they come back.
We saw it. Saw it.
I don't think I.
He was in did. Sometimes They Come Back.
Sometimes.
Let's see if he was in Vamp. I should just go to the one where it lists them in order.
Or just look at Vamp.
That would work too. But if he's like barely in it, unless you're saying, oh yeah, he's in it as someone named AJ.
Yeah, he's in Vamp.
Damn right. You know what?
And he was in two episodes of The Facts of Life.
Don't question me about my love for Vamp.
That was with a lot.
That was with Grace Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get me started on Grace Jones.
But what if I want to get you started on Grace Jones?
I'm not a fan of Grace Jones.
Oh, okay.
Another
She's in the best Conan movie.
No, that's the worst Conan movie.
There is no best Conan movie.
Yes,
there is. We saw the second
one. The Jason Momoa one.
Oh, man. I couldn't watch that one.
I
tried.
It's not horrible, but it's just not good. It's. I don't know. I'd rather watch The Legendary Adventures of Hercules with Iolas.
Oh, well, yeah.
You ever put Iolas on a sandwich?
A nice garlic Iolas?
Garlic Iolas.
Yeah.
Then they end up throwing a party.
Yeah, and then they
But before throwing the party.
Listen to baloney.
And he doesn't take no baloney.
Yeah.
Gary's parents, the scene with Gary's parents where talks about tossing off in the bathroom and his mom just goes, "Oh, Gary," yeah. And he gets up. I swear, Mom, I was never tossing off.
Yeah, like her saying tossing off, I'm like, I don't remember any of that really.
Pulls out a gun.
She was talking about how like he was gonna have sex in the and stuff at the new party, but then rewatching it, I was like, oh, she's talking about how he beats off all the time.
Yeah, in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
At home.
Yeah.
It's a water pistol.
It is a water pistol, and then it's not.
Because of magic.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Because then the Hills Have Eyes come and attack at the party. Well, but one of them is the
It's
Hills
more
Have
of a
Eyes.
Mad Max, right?
Yeah.
Well, but, he would hate to lose his teaching
well,
job.
Well, that's the guy from Mad Max, the main guy.
Yeah, and then the bald guy's Hills character. Have Eyes from Hills,
yeah,
have,
Hills
Eyes.
Have Eyes. Yeah, they're all teachers.
You have a lovely house.
Yeah, to teach them all to teach them a lesson because they're trying to hook up the doll again.
Because they're trying so hard to impress the other guys.
I always wondered if the missile had titties, but I don't think it did.
You forgot to hook up the doll.
Yeah, I forgot to hook up the doll.
I just like that they're wearing bras on their head. Just makes it more funny.
Like this movie is all over the place and weird, but it I think it's what makes
it's
great.
It's part of the title.
Yeah,
it's weird.
The science is weird, which weird science is basically just magic. They could have just called it magic.
And it has a banger of a song, which I think that guy can make pretty good music.
Danny Elfman?
Yeah, I think so.
We'll see. Time's going to tell on that one.
He's got a career.
But he was already popular, right? Didn't he already do Dead Man's Party?
Yeah,
he's Oingo Boingo.
I mean, they were...
Weird Science is on the album for Dead Man's Party.
Oh, is it?
Both those songs are...
Damn.
I mean, Oingo Boingo is Oingo Boingo.
No, that album is a banger, as like most, like a lot of their albums are, but that album is a
this
banger.
This was after Back to School as well, right?
It might have been around the exact same time because I think both are 86.
Robert Downey Jr. is in both of them.
Dean Martin.
and then Redman copies the joke in that stupid
Dean
movie
Kane
where he says Dean Kane. It's like, this was shut up. Pieces of shit.
How High? No, that's a different one.
No,
I think
it is How High. You think Redman and Method Man did another movie?
There is a How High 2, and I don't know if they're both.
The Wash?
Yeah, so that Back to Snoop School. Dog. Back to School's the year after this.
Okay. So then they bring Danny Elfman back.
Because I think he also did the music for that one.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's why, because he performs live in it.
Does he play the band keyboard really fast in one of the songs?
He does. And then Spider-Man comes out, and then The Simpsons.
And then Pee-wee.
And then Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting comes out.
He does that one, too?
Yeah.
Man, this guy's all over the place.
What music is in Good Will Hunting?
Not circus music, I'll tell you that.
<That's a shame>. Yeah.
Like just do this real fast. All right.
No, because he's a talented guy, and then he can also become a chameleon, like where you don't even realize it's him doing the music because it doesn't sound like his regular stuff.
Red, gold, and green.
Red, gold, and green.
Yeah.
Karma chameleon.
Yep. And then they teach Chad a lesson. They turn him into a giant shit monster.
But also, I love the grandparents in the closet.
Wow, they're just
they won't be they're not aging anymore.
You
dangly
can't,
ones.
Hey, you can't come in here hitting people with your Rex Harrison hat.
Yeah. That was a solid reference. That Lisa girl.
She's written pretty clever.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
And then she makes a bunch of high schoolers at the end have like basically fall backwards because they all hit themselves in the head and fall. Because she says, drop and give me 20.
And then the one lady gets shows her titties when she's flying through the...
that part, where everything's getting weird at the house because of that, like where the paintings start dancing and the guy gets stuck in the TV. It's just a delight. It's weird.
That's the guy from... He's one of the nerds because the nerds from 16 Candles were supposed to have a bigger role in this movie and then they cut it for some reason or whatever.
Yeah.
So, but that nerd was also from Veronica's Closet, was he not?
Was he the photo?
The one who looks like he's like a turtle?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I just think he stole that guy's wallet.
Yeah, also him.
Oh,
yeah.
I think everywhere. He stole your wallet.
He's all over the place.
I used to like that
Steve
show.
Carell's in Curly Sue. Just found that out.
Steve Carell is?
Yeah.
In Curly Sue?
From a TikTok. He's just a waiter.
Wow. It's Curly Sue. What are you going to do?
Does he have a bandana?
Yeah, he's a purple bandana.
Curly Sue was when people realized it might be over for John Hughes.
Oh, John Hughes was in Curly Sue.
He made it.
Wow.
He wasn't in it. Thank you.
What a tie-in right there.
John Hughes, the star of...
That was an accidental tourist I just did right there.
Yeah. I can't tell you what that movie's about, even though I saw it.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Like he just went on vacation accidentally.
He saw sights on accident.
William Hurt.
Well, I guess I got to take this picture.
Wasn't it Gerard Depardieu?
Star of Green Card?
No, he was in Green Card. I watched
also
that
My
too.
Father, the Hero.
Yeah.
I watched Green Card and I don't know why. And it was known both times we were their aunt.
Yeah.
Didn't you watch Green Card like on a cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
Just shows you that they don't know what to do with children.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to see this movie? This Radar movie?
Green Card was rated
about
R?
Nothing.
I don't think that was rated.
I know,
R.
But it was about nothing. I mean, why am I watching?
It's about a dude wanting to get a green card with Annie McDowell.
What was I doing? I'm like, how, did I watch the whole thing?
I don't know. You tell me. I read a Ghost Rider comic.
PG-13. Green Card was PG-13.
There you go. Well, exciting.
Gerard Depardieu got arrested.
He peed on a plane.
No, isn't he in? Like he got no for like. Something with doing something inappropriate with somebody.
Maybe. I don't
no,
know.
I think that he's,
well, no. Are you talking about the plot of My Father, the Hero?
No.
Where she says
thank heaven
that
for
she's
little
dating.
Girls.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't care what you say. It's that funny. Part's funny. Are you talking about how
no,
like he was
life.
Wanted by the royal family because of Tim Curry?
No, I don't know. What are you talking about?
Three Musketeers.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. There you go. That's weird science, guys. Does weird science hold up? Jimmy.
Yeah, it does. Wait, was this my pick or your pick?
My pick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it holds up. It was great.
Your pick was last, like, 2 months ago, yeah. But the last episode. I forget what movie
yeah,
that
holds
was
up.
Already.
It's a great movie. It's fun. Fun for everybody. Not a lot of things in here that don't hold up. It's a fun romp, as they say.
Resident Peaks.
It makes you realize why you like the guy from The Dead Zone. Yeah,
the show, not Christopher Walken. Not Christopher.
That's, I just thought of him when you said that.
The bad guy from Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, he was a bad guy.
Yeah, I always like it when he comes back, but now I think he's just too old. It doesn't matter.
Star of Halloween Kills.
Sure, Halloween Kills.
Yeah, he plays.
Is that the Danny McBride?
That's the second Danny McBride one.
Danny McBride has two.
There's three of them. It's
Danny
a trilogy.
McBride has three of them.
So there's 2018. Then there's Halloween Kills, which is the sequel to that. Then there's Halloween Ends, where Halloween Ends.
Is Paul Rudd back?
No. That's who Anthony Michael Hall plays. Is that character? Is Tommy Doyle?
He does not look at all like.
Well, Paul Rudd doesn't because remember those movies according to the Danny McBride trilogy and David Gordon Green trilogy doesn't exist because 2018 basically means that only the first Halloween movie happened, and then 2018.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So it is officially over?
Halloween ended.
Was
Halloween actually ends?
For that story,
was
yeah.
Walt Goggins
but,
in it?
But, I wouldn't be surprised if they somehow, you know,
they've,
just
they've
something
been
else.
About
but it,
it
wouldn't be with them, and it wouldn't
they
be
have
a part
to start
of that
over
story.
I used to have friends that really loved Halloween way too much. Not the holiday, but the movies.
I never
understood.
Them.
Yeah. One is okay. I mean, I get its importance.
Yeah.
Right? Two,
to cinema?
Yeah. Well, to the horror genre in general, yeah, and slasher films. And then...
He drives a sedan.
But then, like, part two, even John Carpenter doesn't care for part two. And then the other ones are really just rough.
Oh, you're talking about the original.
Yeah.
Halloween. Oh,
okay. You said Halloween movies.
I thought you meant Halloween, like the Danny McBride one.
Oh!
Like,
Busta Rhymes kicked him out of the window, though.
That's H2O.
That's Halloween, Resurrection.
Halloween Water?
H2O was with Josh Hartnett.
Why is it Halloween Water? I don't get it.
Because it was Halloween 20 years later.
That's the worst title ever.
It was because it was the 20th anniversary
I think it's
of the original
it was underwater.
Halloween. I mean,
Mike Myers was a fish man.
I mean, if they were smart, I don't know if they actually did
do
it. But if they were smart, it should have said, you know, blood is thicker than water.
You've never seen any other horror character doing like normal things like drive a car. Michael Myers drove a car.
Freddy Krueger drove a bus.
Freddy
Krueger drove a
funny.
Bus.
He also
for comedy.
Had Garth in the car. And
no,
they
to
were
be scary.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's for comedy.
Mike Myers also said, "Do I make you horny?"
He did.
Same joke Jim said, but different movie.
That's true. Yeah, it holds up.
Nick.
Yeah, I love this movie. It's my favorite John Hughes movie. Who made Ferris Bueller?
John Hughes.
I like Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
But I think this one, it's just because it is so silly and over the top, and I like all the magic.
And the flying.
And the flying.
All the flying and the magic.
And I love the show.
The show is good.
I watched it a lot.
With a Bobo?
Yes. And it's the guy who's, there's a lot.
In the Double Dragon movie, the guy who played Gary in the show is basically becomes a Bobo.
No, there's another guy who played that, but he was in the Double Dragon movie. You are correct.
Wasn't he the one? Because he's the one who says they're the Lee brothers, Ugg and...
Yeah, I don't know. He was in it, but he didn't play that character.
Lee.
Yeah.
Ugg. No, that's Salute Your Shorts.
That guy married Jenny McCarthy.
For like a little bit.
Yeah, for a little. I don't remember who played Gary. I mean, Wyatt. Some dude. But then the brother.
Was Lee Turgeson.
The guy from Wayne's World?
Yes.
Yes, okay. That's crazy you know that guy's name. Not the one. I mean, he was all the other ones that aren't Chris Farley and Dom DeLuise's son.
Yeah.
And the little one.
And the little guy, Glenn. Yeah. If you're going to spew into this.
But yeah, I love the show and the movie. And she's, as a child, knowing that that lady is crazy hot. Thank you.
I like the thank you.
She would be, like, back in the day, like, on my top, like, five, like, ladies, like, celebrities to bang. Or they call them celebrity crushes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess they're celebrity crushes. Or they're on your, you know, they're your hall pass celebrities or whatever.
Hall pass, I don't get it.
Where it's like, you know, they're the celebrities where if you met them...
Oh, because you walk the halls?
Yes. No, it's like if you were a married guy or in a relationship, they're your hall pass where your significant other would forgive you because they're on your
like
hall pass.
Like a forced white wife situation?
Sure. You know what? Sure.
I made a Black.com reference twice in 1 week, but no one laughed. Very sad.
You can't... No one knows who...
What is that? Like, were you black and chicken?
Yes.
No one knows who Shane Diesel is. It's a shame. I can make a Shane Diesel reference exactly.
Is Shane Diesel the guy who wrote Lethal Weapon?
No.
Oh, is he a porno man?
Yeah.
No, that was Shane Black.
Shawn Michaels, not the wrestler.
The pose. The urge to hit that pose.
Yes, this movie holds up. I love, like I said, this is probably my favorite of the John Hughes oeuvre. Even though I do like most of the movies that came out from him around this time, except for like Some Kind of Wonderful.
What's that?
That's the one where
he's dead.
I don't even
right?
know if he's involved with it. He might have just been a producer.
Is he dead?
John Hughes, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it was one with the guy who was almost Marty McFly. I can't pull his name all of a sudden.
Eric Stoltz.
There we go. Like Eric Stoltz is in it.
Ralph Macchio.
And Leah Thompson and
You just said an 80s
movie. Was it Andrew Dice Clay?
Mary Stuart Masterson?
Steenburgen.
Mary Steenburgen.
It
was Mary Stuart Masterson.
Yeah.
Was Andrew Dice Clay in
that
one?
I also don't like Pretty in Pink.
I hate that movie, too.
Yeah, he might have been.
Andrew Dice Clay was in that movie.
Yes, I believe so.
Is that where they go on the... Why did I watch that movie so many times?
Because she was a drummer, and like she's all I care about is my drums and you.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Because of course it's similar to like Can't Buy Me Love, like where he pretends to become like a dangerous cool guy to get the girl.
I
and
hate
then he
Pretty
ends up
in Pink.
Ending up with his friend instead.
Yeah. It's got Ultron.
It was too serious. I like less.
No,
than zero.
I hate fucking Ducky so much.
I love John Cryer.
I like John Cryer not in this movie.
Yes.
What do you like him in?
I like him in what's it called? I watched a bit of Two and a Half Men.
Oh, Jesus.
And he was funny in it.
Oh, Jesus.
And know what? And he was a good Lex Luthor.
Oh, my God.
You know what? He was a good Lex Luthor.
I've seen clips.
He's good.
I don't need that in my life. Get him out of here.
But I mean, but that's the only things I've seen him in. I just hate him as Ducky.
I liked him in Land Before Time.
Attaboy.
Thank you.
But yeah, it holds up. I enjoy the hell out of it. For some reason, I always like the part where Robert Downey Jr. says girl schmirls and then they both lower themselves going, ay, 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 ay. And then that's the last time we ever see them in this movie. We never find out what happened to
and
them.
Then he sucks someone's dick.
He did. Because
he loves drugs.
He did. And less then and then,
and then Slayer played and got DeVito in a club. Yeah.
He probably did that in real life.
I mean before or after he got the Infinity Stones?
No, before.
I mean, okay. When you're old enough, you just start sucking dicks and stuff. That's what vampires do.
It's shit. You get old enough.
It doesn't matter.
Nothing matters anymore. All right, I guess.
That's what goblack.com.
Black.com. Is that still a website?
I don't know.
Maybe.
You were very quick to answer on that
shit,
one.
I don't know.
You were very quick to answer no on idea. That one.
No idea.
Makes me think maybe you do know.
I mean, hey, whatever X Videos got, they got.
That's true.
It was wild stuff.
Magneto had to take off his helmet while he's banging Psylocke, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Because he had a gun to his helmet was coming down to take off.
Most of those parody pornographies.
In which Bryan Singer movie was that?
the last one.
Oh, okay.
Most of those parody pornographies are like that, where it's like, hey, you know what? This costume is just it's too much.
Spider-Man ripped his costume.
They're all pretty easily torn away right there.
Yeah.
In the private area.
Yeah.
You got glued on mutton chops with fake claws and you're banging. It's probably not comfortable. That's why they are professionals. Mm-hmm. That's why.
All right,
that was Tommy Gunn, by the way, I'm referencing.
He's a Street Fighter, Rock.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Jim, where do you want people to find you, if at all, and do you have anything to recommend?
Obscure Gent, obviously black.com. Go there for all your shopping needs.
It's they've got a pretty comprehensive biography of all the Shane Black movies.
Lexington Steel, I'm pretty sure.
From Gargoyles?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Was banging a Miss Marvel. Yeah.
No, but I do recommend Rehearsal. Amazing show. Fun for
my
all
controls.
Ages. It's amazing. It brought me back to life.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. It's just a beautiful show. I love it so much. That Nathan Fielder guy, I love him. Love everything about him. And also Transformers 1.
I still need to watch it.
One?
It's so good.
Yeah.
The animated one, yeah.
It's great.
With Brian Tyree Henry.
What?
The Megatron?
Yeah.
Oh.
Miles Morales' dad.
What?
The voice of Miles Morales' dad is also Megatron.
The Eternal?
Is he British in real life?
No, I don't believe so.
Was he British
in
Eternals?
No, man, he's Paperboy.
No, was he British in Eternals?
No.
No?
No.
Well, I don't remember. I saw one.
But he's Paperboy from Atlanta. Go watch Atlanta. It's a great show.
I'm on it. After I watch
No, yeah, I'm not telling you. I'm telling other people. You're never going to watch
it. I'm catching up on shows.
Watchmen starring Jeremy Irons as Ozymandias. I forgot that he played that character.
I can't watch that show.
It was good. No, it was entertaining. I enjoyed it.
I'm catching up. I'll get
there. Sure you are.
I'll get there, man.
Sure. You don't have to.
No, I will. I'll
just
there.
Don't know how Nathan Fielder does this. And then, like, what does HBO think?
I don't know. What does Paramount Plus
think? I mean, like, they can't think, like... I think it's just crazy. There's no, they're just
Paramount Plus, the Paramount Plus stuff is just the greatest.
With
ever.
The and then when he looks outside, they're goose stepping.
Yeah,
it's like,
well, especially after what that guy tells him, and then he looks out
and then they're goose stepping
wearing the Paramount Plus of armbands. It's God damn it, this guy, and it's a comedy, but it's like,
but it's not at the same time.
And then when he tells the joke and no one laughs and tells everyone they can laugh, and then they laugh too hard.
And then he's like, and then he turns and tells them to you know, it needs to be more authentic.
My wife and my daughter both thought that was like one of the greatest things ever.
I love the whole idea too, where he's like, well, I'm upset with Paramount Plus, but I'm also invested because my other show, my scripted show, is on there as well. I don't know how this is going to affect things.
And they showed scenes from it.
I do like that one lady that was just really making out with that guy, like hardcore. And he's just like,
how far? And then even the lady who's like, she's like, oh, well, this is acting, I guess.
Yeah, this is weird. Amazing. I mean, go watch Rehearsal season 2, season 1, and then Nathan For You.
I just want to know the
I still need to go watch
and then
Nathan
Last Christmas.
Oh. But I guess there's an episode of Nathan For You I'll never be able to see.
No, it's on.
Did they fix it?
No, not Paramount Plus. If you watch it through HBO, it's there.
Oh my God. So they have Nathan For You on HBO now too, on Max?
Yeah, it's on HBO.
Yeah, because we instantly like because Layla was like, I need to watch everything on this. And so we looked and we saw the episode is there.
But like, all that stuff is stuff I have to watch when I have time by myself because it's too awkward for my wife.
Not for mine. My family loves that kind of shit.
Well,
they
yeah.
eat it up. Num, 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 num.
Like riding a train on some chicken wings? Mm-hmm. Or chicken fingers?
Speaking of riding a train, blacked.com.
Fucking hell.
Does he like... When they're like editing or doing things, is he laughing?
On black.com?
No, like Nathan. Like,
oh.
I saw it's very short. There's two videos on YouTube where he actually it's just edits of him breaking, and even for breaking,
he's not.
They're not.
Really.
They don't seem that
because
harsh.
Because when he's talking about the guy drinking his own pee,
yeah, even that it's just like, are you serious?
Like he does like a look.
Like he's clearly broken character, but not so hardcore that you would think he completely broke the grift or whatever, you know. But
like,
yeah.
Like whenever they say, like when he was talking about getting banned on all those dating websites, and he was like,
that guy.
What? And he was like, you don't know any reason like, why.
Well, I might have had in my profile, I might have said no tea girls.
Because, you know, I've been fooled a lot.
I've been that whole thing was mind blowing. That, you know what, that show is fantastic, you know, though. And then he cries when he crashes the Red Bull limo. In the night before.
Oh, yo.
He was very upset.
He's very upset.
That's the most animated I've ever
seen.
Oh,
no, 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 yeah. No.
But it's just, I feel like HBO is just kind of, they have to pretend that they're all for it. It's like, okay, all right. he got them to pay for his license to fly. That's what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he means.
And you know what? The show is working out for them, so it's all good.
Amazing.
He's like,
This no one will ever be more committed to a bit.
I need to figure out.
No.
Because I think I can solve this, but I can't tell this guy that I also am making a comedy show about it.
And he did the impossible, which is make me not think of Daredevil when I hear that Evanescence song. Now I think of Nathan Fielder.
I think of Sully.
Which, you know what?
Sucking on a giant dick.
They need to re-edit the movie Sully with Tom Hanks and put that song.
The 23 seconds. Of him just sitting there listening and then taking it off, be like, any ideas? That is just so fucking, like, God damn it. Watch that and then go black.com.
All right, Nick.
I wish we could have ended right there.
Yeah, what he said. Well, I just saw Thunderbolts for the second time with my son today. And my
daughter. That was the movie you saw today. And I thought you were seeing Lilo and Stitch.
No, because we had to leave the theater last time because it was like a false alarm.
Oh, that's when you had that happen.
Yeah. And then so I watched it again today and it's still great. I love the Sentry. But then I am worried that what Jim said, that he's going to get jobbed by Dr. Doom.
Dude, that's total setup for him to get fucking, they're going to have him ripped in half just like Null did to him. Just like he did to fucking Thor. To Ares. They're totally going to do that because like this guy is so fucking and then ripped in half and you're like.
Because there'll come a point to probably in Doomsday where they need his help to just fucking do it.
Or do you think he'll get corrupted kind of like how Osborn corrupted
him? Oh, that would be bad.
I'm hoping.
Oh, you know what? That would be bad.
I hope that happens because
I get what you're saying though, because people, there's going to be some form of someone getting ripped in half.
Because you want to give someone like he shows up where it's like, okay, he's actually the Sentry now. And people are like, oh shit. Oh fuck.
But here's the only thing I would want to happen if they actually do that. Spoiler alert, I guess, for everyone who's seen Thunderbolts, whatever. Just cause we're talking about this, but, I do want to see Sentry actually being a superhero.
So yeah. Do I.
Cause we don't really see it in Thunderbolts.
That's why I'm hoping it doesn't, but that's my fear is that.
Cause my son, when it was happening, like when he was being all their ass,
like it was still pretty cool.
He looked at me, he's like, shit.
Because it is like, that is if Superman fights like those kind of like Green Arrow level like characters.
But then, and he has more powers than Superman. Like he can
do everything. Because he's also got telekinetics and
shit. Yeah, he could do fucking everything. Yep. But yeah, it's a great movie. Oh, and I love Killdozer on YouTube. He's very entertaining and he's handsome. Because guys are much hotter now than they used to be.
Who's Killdozer?
The one, that video you walked in, he's...
Oh, I thought that was actually the guy you said it, that I thought it was, but it's not.
No.
It's not the guy who shares a name with a football player.
No.
Okay.
No, it was not Jay Cutler.
Because you said he is a football player.
He used to be a college football player.
Well, I don't know things. Can't wake up. You can find me playing Travis. And then as far as recommendations, Ghost released an album like a month ago. That's great.
Just so you know, he's also wearing a Ghost shirt.
Called Skeletalk.
He bought like 20 different flavors of Ghost today. That's an amazing shirt.
I'm all about Ghosts.
Is that really their shirt?
No.
No.
Oh, I was like,
it's
that's
a mashup.
Amazing.
It's a mashup that I got found on TeePublic
where
it's
amazing.
Their logo with Patrick Swayze.
No, when he showed it to me, I'm like, you know what you got to do. Buy a shirt.
Oh yeah, that's
because it's amazing.
When I was at the.
I just thought you were wearing a Ghost shirt and didn't even see that.
So it's the Ghost logo, but it's sure? a picture of Patrick Swayze behind Demi Moore from the clay pottery scene from Ghost, the actual movie. So a guy working at the grocery store today saw me wearing that, and he just thought it was a shirt for the movie. When and he started talking to me about it. He's like, "Yeah, but it was kind of, you know, it's like I remember seeing that movie. It was pretty good, but it was it gets pretty like dark
Terminator
at one point."
Two?
And I was just like,
"You didn't shove his face."
I was just
Terminator
like, "I want this." I really felt like Bradley Whitford in Cabin in the Woods, where I was just like, more than anything, I just want this moment to be
was
over.
Was he old?
No, he was like my age. Well, so I guess old.
No, I mean, so he was. Our
he
age.
Might have even been younger, dude. And you know I meant it because I said,
sees
dude.
Ghost?
Oh, shit. He did.
Who sees Ghost?
We watched it as kids.
But because our parents.
You, A. Molly. You in danger,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, that's probably one of the best lines ever made.
That's true.
Yeah.
And got a guy yelling about getting off his train.
The guy with the monkey
bunch
and
of
the machine gun?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, the teacher from Fast Times who switched to Sanka, so you know, be gentle.
Shout out to the people who at work listen, the technicians who are like, "Hey, is it really your last guys? You guys really ended it?" I'm like, "Why are you listening? You fucking weirdo."
They should be leveling, you know.
Yeah,
stuff.
leveling levelers.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Matt for having his baby and Ryan for having great hair. There you go. He's got the best hair in the business.
Man, it's like they basically got shouted out from their favorite celebrity.
They did. I am their favorite celebrity.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm loved by everybody.
But much beloved. What are you pointing? we got sneaked up on.
I did.
Yeah, so the new Ghost album called Skeleta, it's probably like I've listened to it a lot Skeleton? Since it got released. Skeleta.
Why are you not finished?
No, it's Skeleta.
Oh, okay. Wait, what?
Skeleta.
Sounds spooky.
Skeletones?
You know what? It's very 80s.
It
might be the most one of the most 80s rock albums I've heard in a long time.
You're leaving out Love. Was it Love Crush by AFI? What was it? Love. What was the AFI song?
Crash
album?
Love.
Crash Love. Yeah, yeah. That album was pretty 80s.
But this.
I loved it, though.
But this.
I don't think it's that 80s. I know you said that. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. It's got the essence of it.
No, it's very much inspired by, and you listen to a song like
you
Umbra.
Almost sounded like Jiminy Glick. Oh, you know.
But also listen, like that song Umbra, the second to last track on it. That
Umbrella?
Is Umbra.
Umbrella.
God damn it. You're killing me.
The Rihanna song?
Yes, sure.
A good song.
Oh, he's getting the red.
There's no point.
we just out Travis.
You know what? You know what? It's over.
Deal with it.
This is going to be, sometimes you just got to deal with it.
You know what?
But also, there was something else I was going to recommend, TV show or movie-wise.
Get Will Tiny Legs?
You should get them real tiny legs.
There he is right there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the guy.
Yeah.
Now I'm seeing him. There was... Oh, you know what? I was going to recommend Wheel of Time because it's back for its third season, but it got canceled while we're... we're actually behind. We were watching it after the season ended, and it got canceled to where I'm like, I don't...
Oh, you might not.
Should we finish it? Should we finish?
Oh, you should watch Winning Time with the Lakers.
Okay. I'll watch it after Watchmen and all those
other. That show is so good.
Metalocalypse. I really got to watch that, though. That's
you
for real.
You should.
I know.
Because you loved it.
I know.
And then, it doesn't matter. Maybe I'll save it for next week. You know, Black.com, AAA Gone, Not Forgotten. I should have had a song ready. And it's not like I don't know what song it's going to be.
Is this being recorded? Are we still on?
We're still recording.
Are we still live?
Ninja, oh, yeah. Ninja, is that you?
Oh yeah, we're still
ninjas.
Ninja.
We're still recording.
Yeah, Shags Too Dope said that Juggalos name themselves Juggalos after listening to their music, but their music mentions Juggalos.
When was the first
Juggalugalo? No, they probably did that in the
Because I mean, what
but
is
did
it?
Someone just go up to Shags Too Dope and say, "Hey, we're Juggalos"?
It was probably after they did the Juggler song, Juggler, Juggler, know. Mess with the Juggler.
Yeah, he's a fucking.
So if we're Juggalos, we're Juggalos. I mean, I just
this
doubt
for
a
all my juggalos and juggalettes.
All those
and the
meth heads came together and they're
stuff.
Like, "Hey guys, I think we need a name."
Everyone needs a name.
Like the what?
Like all fans
like
need
the,
names.
What are our dudes? The
boppers.
Boppers.
We're juggalos.
Oh, juggalos. Yeah, our friends are the juggalos.
No, we are. We're actually juggalos.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Boppers.
Boppers.
That's what Aaron always said.
You know,
our listeners were called boppers.
I think we're the only people that like have listened to ICP. Besides you guys, I don't know anyone in real life.
Do you think we invented
that?
ICP?
Has ever talked about?
Oh,
ICP.
I knew people.
I don't.
Do you think, like there was a
you
guy.
Know why? White people.
There were, but no. I, when I start, people. No. Oh. When I started working at my current job, like when there was a guy who was also a little obviously,
okay.
It was a little crazy.
Do you have the hatchet tattoo?
He might have had the psychopathic tattoo. Glad I didn't. He definitely might have had the card on it, at least the decal on his
card,
for sure.
I'll get the Great Malenko still. I don't care. No, I won't do that. That's crazy.
But if you were to get one, it would be that one.
It would definitely be the Great Malenko. I mean, if I might get one. No, I remember when I worked at Angel Stadium, there was this girl who was going to the new Woodstock.
They're not sorry if they fooled you, by the way.
Who was going to the Woodstock.
The rape one.
Yeah. And I was so jealous.
The 1999 one?
I'm like, I wish I would have fucking gone. Yeah.
ICP was part of that?
Yeah.
The Fred Durst one.
Yeah.
They're not even in that documentary.
I know.
Sad.
But she was like excited to go see them.
And now
I was excited. And then all of a sudden I heard about the fires and the mud and the shit and the rape. And I was like, hey, you know what?
That's a potent mix.
A bullet?
Yeah, I think you did.
And now people are mad at them because they might be because of like. I guess
ICP
Shaggy is dating like a girl that like dresses up and acts like a little kid online or stuff. So it's like they're like, oh, you guys claim to be against pedophilia, but you like are into stuff that.
But she's
pedophilia.
Of age, right?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't follow this stuff. I just
know what they
can
do.
Up randomly.
They could buff a pickle.
They could fucking buff a pickle.
AAA, gone, not forgotten.
From my heart and from just my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
And he has to involve all these things.
He who?
Like, the Nathan Fielder. Is like, because it involves, like, all real people. Where he's, like, hiring people to act. And do it's just, like, it's just crazy the amount of levels that this guy is dealing with. When I Think You Should Leave is just a crazy show. And they're all acting and knowing what's happening. But his show is just, like, it's too much.
It is. That's why people should go watch it.